It's time now for coverage of high school basketball here on your local sports authority, 103.9 FM, KNZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
We welcome you to high school basketball with another casual Friday here in Kansaland Country, and we got a big East League showdown here at Perry LeCompton tonight as the cosplay host to the Nemaha Central Thunder. Glad to you're tuning in to us here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM alongside Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman with you as well. Intriguing matchups on both sides when you look at the girls, which are coming up here shortly, and then the boys to follow. This Perry LeCompton girls squad under fifth-year head coach Joey Franzetta, they've been a surprise here this season. They were 2-19 a year ago, but sit right now at 5-5 and looking for their second league win of the young season. On the other side, Nemaha Central, under Haddon Hilchin, the 16th-year coach with 281 career wins, 15-7 last year, third place in the Big East. This Thunder girls team got off to a slow start here in 25-26, but they are heating up at a good time. They have won four consecutive games and five of their last six. They are 6-3 coming into Perry tonight with a 2-0 mark in Big East League play. Of course, the girls coming up, boys to follow, another Friday night of high school hoops here on Kansaland Country. We step aside for a quick timeout. Starting lineups and the tip-off is coming your way next. You're dialed in. It's high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, KNZA 103.9 FM. It's High School Hoops here on a Friday night. Thank you so much for tuning in. Megan Sturton in studio, KNZA producer on the ones and twos. I'm Brandon Tadman here live at Perry LeCompton High School. Cause and Nemaha Central girls game just moments away from tipping things up. We'll get you the starting lineups here in just a moment. But again, just kind of picking up where we left off before that timeout. Perry LeCompton, Joey Franzetta leading this team now his fifth year at the helm. Two wins last season, six wins the year before that, and then you go back to 22-23, just a seven-win season. And then even the year before that, just three wins. This is a Perry LeCompton girls program that's just trying to get back to what it was more along the lines of 2019 and 2020, where they were a double-digit win team. It's been a struggle over the last 4 or 5 years, but there is a lot of promise with this team right now. After two wins a year ago, they sit here at 5-5. Now, the only downside to it, they started 4-2, but they're just 1-3 since. They have lost back-to-back games. Most recently on Tuesday night at Donovan West, D. West, a contender in the 2A classification. Cause losing that one on the road, 51-38. And then the night before on Monday, so they've already played twice this week, a Big East League matchup here at home against Jeff West. It was all Tigers in that one, 71-44. So again, Perry LeCompton girls still sitting here at 5-5, much better spot than the last couple of years at this point. But they're looking to snap a little bit of a skid here tonight at home against Nemaha Central. Opposite to it, Nemaha Central, they're playing as good as anybody in the Big East right now. They started 1-2, but they have four straight wins, and they beat rival Sabetha in dominant fashion Tuesday night, 48-20. They led 34-4 at the half. Thunder right now at 6-3, and undefeated in league play, 2-0 coming in to this one tonight, and they've also won five of their last six. All right, let's get you tonight's starting lineups. And we start with the road team per usual as Nemaha Central and 16th-year head coach Haddon Hilchin comes in with this team right now with a record of 6-3 and 2-0 in Big East League play. Well, in the backcourt will be 5'7 senior Jade Mackey. Not much of a score, but averaging 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals per game. Kennedy McKee had a coming-out party on Tuesday night. The 5'7 sophomore with 18 points in the win against Sabetha. 5 of 6 at the line, including 3 threes. She's averaging 8 points so far this season. Well, the leading scorer and rebounder and the lone returning starter from last season down low, it's 5'9 junior Emma Hermish. She's right now at 12 points and over 4 rebounds per game. Another sophomore, Bailey Snyder, a forward, a 5'9 sophomore at 6 points and 2 rebounds a game. And then 5'10 junior, beg your pardon, it's Caroline Nordis, about 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. So again, for the 6-3, Nemaha Central Thunder, tonight the starters, Mackey, McKee, Hermish, Snyder, and Nordis. For Joey Franzetta, the home team tonight, head coach of Perry LeCompton, Cause come in at 5-5 and 1-3 in league play. In the backcourt, it starts out with Emmy Reed, a 5'5 sophomore, at 9 points and 4 rebounds a game. Macy Corcoran, another forward. She's a 5'8 junior. And how about these marks so far? 15 points and over 8 rebounds a game. Well, far in front, leading the Cause in both of those categories. Tatum Kalovich, a 6-foot sophomore forward, averaging just shy of 6 points and 6 rebounds a game. Devin Aldrich on the wing, a 5'7 senior forward, at nearly 3 points and 4 boards a game. And then a sophomore at 5'7, Kaylin Metcalf, just shy of 5 points and 5 rebounds a game. So again, for Cause, girls basketball coach Joey Franzetta, his starting 5 tonight, it's Reed, it's Corcoran, it's Kalovich, Aldrich, and Metcalf. Tonight's opening tip-off here for the girls contest. It's brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. The other matchups in the Big East League tonight, you got Rossville taking on Hiawatha. You got St. Mary's on the road at Sabetha. Good one on the girls' side, Jeff West. They're going to be at Riley County. And then, of course, tonight, right here in Perry, it is the Cause hosting Nemaha Central. These two teams played one time last season, and it was all Nemaha Central almost exactly a year to the day. Of course, right now we're sitting on January 9th, but it was January 10th of 2025 when these two teams last met on the hardwood, and the Thunder very victorious in that one, 58-21. Home white uniforms for Perry LeCompton, all purple road uniforms for Nemaha Central, the road team Thunder. Looking for win number 5 in a row, and they go left to right. Thunder opening possession here. First of 2 games tonight on KNZA. A zone defense to start here. Left side 3 is Bottoms, and Kennedy McKee wasting little time, picking up where she left off against Sabetha on Tuesday. Thunder, good start. 20 seconds in, they lead 3-0. Now an opportunity, this Perry LeCompton offense averaging 46 points per game. The Nemaha Central defense is top tier in the Big East, surrendering just 32 points per game. In the paint, and a bump and a foul, driving to the rack was Macy Corcoran. Let's see if it's on the floor. We're shooting free throws. The foul's on Kennedy McKee, and it will be free throw time for 5'8 junior Macy Corcoran. 15 points and 8 rebounds a game, and dominating both categories there. She's north of 55% at the line this season. She knocks in the first to get Perry LeCompton on the board. It's 3-1 NC. 7:26 to go first quarter. So both teams first possession tonight, getting some points on the board. Corcoran perfect on free throw attempt number 2. So she goes 2-for-2, and a Nemaha Central 3-2 lead at 40 seconds into the game. Thunder second possession. Again, they operate left to right offensively here in the first half. Perry in that 2-3 zone defense. They skip it to McKee. A heat check on the way. This one on target but long. And fighting for the rebound inside. It's pulled in by Devin Aldrich. And then a foul on Nemaha Central will give it back to the Cause. It'll be on Caroline Nordis. That is her first. And Thunder team foul number 2. Thunder going to show some pressure here in the full court. Perry LeCompton to throw it in with Emmy Reed. Cochran goes right back to Reed. It's a 2-1-2 full court press right now. And that pass nearly taken away by Snyder. But it's gathered in by Reed. And Perry works it into the front court. Another tip pass. But Devin Aldrich right there. Short corner left. Up top with Corcoran, right side pass. Kaylin Metcalf, a 3, and she spins it in there. Kaylin Metcalf, the first 3 tonight for Perry LeCompton, and they got their first lead at 5-3. 6:45 to go, clock moving south in this opening quarter. They go into the middle of that zone with Caroline Nordis. Right back up top to Mackey. Nice ball fake. Steps into a 19-footer. Nearly banked it in from straight away. Tipped to the perimeter and an offensive rebound for Kennedy McKee. Second chance opportunity here for Nemaha Central. Over 90 seconds gone by first quarter. Caws out to a 5-3 lead here at home. Here's Nordis, short corner right, nearly lost it on the baseline, but they get it back up top here to Snyder. Left side to Mackey. They want a post touch. Nordis splitting two. She's bumped inside and fouled. And free throws coming up here for the 5'10 junior, Caroline Nordis. First Perry foul. And check in to see who that was called upon. It was Devin Aldrich. So here's Nordis at the line. Her first free throw is up and pure. Now, she struggled a little bit in that category, just 3 of 10 before that make. She had 4.6 rebounds Tuesday night in the win against Sabetha. Her second halfway down and out. She goes 1 for 2 and a rebound for Tatum Kalovich. 5-4, Perry LeCompton about 2 minutes into the game. Now a chance here for Nemaha to force a turnover, but picked up on the right wing was Metcalf. Now she dribbles into the corner and hands it off to Corcoran right there. And Emmy Reed now back between the rings out high to reset the offense. With 17 on the shot clock. Here's Aldrich in the corner. Back up top to Emmy Reed. Puts it on the dribble twice in the corner to Kalovich. 10 seconds on the shot clock. She drives baseline and she turned and was looking for Emmy Reed on the wing. And maybe thought Reed was going to be closer to the corner. And that pass goes into the Nemaha Central bench for a Perry LeCompton turnover. 5-4 cause here. 5:40 to go, first quarter. Good slate of Big East League matchups here tonight across our networks and across the area. Here's McKee. Smooth turnaround. A 10-footer from the left baseline and a quick 5-spot for the sophomore Kennedy McKee. And Nemaha Central retakes the lead at 6-5 at 5:22 to go here in the first. Emmy Reed back with the basketball. A couple of steps in front of midcourt. Nemaha Central extending out this defense, nearly forcing a turnover, but chasing it down and getting it back up top to Emmy Reed. 3-2 zone defense right now extended for Nemaha Central. Here's the ball at the right elbow. Back up top to Reed. Driving left. Kicking left. Aldrich thought about a three. Good extra pass. Reed in the corner for three. It's off the front rim. Tipped inside and fighting for it is Nordis. And then a foul on Perry LeCompton. Good box out and rebound using the strong hands. Caroline Nordis. Second Perry LeCompton foul here in the first 3-plus minutes. And it's going to be the second on Aldrich, which is going to bring up a sub, and Charlie Blosser into the game, and also Jolie Corcoran, a 5'4 freshman who's played well so far here this season for the cause. 4:50 and counting, opening quarter, girls contest tonight. It's 6-5, Nemaha Central. They have the possession here in the front court. Here's Emma Hermisch with it, Snyder up top, right side to Mackey, cutting, getting. Inside is Hermisch, going to work, shot is good, count it, and one for Emma Hermisch. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. And let's check the foul. It's Tatum Kalovich who picks up her first in team foul number three. So here's the leading scorer and rebounder for Nemaha Central. That's 5'9 junior Emma Hermisch. She short arms the free throw. It's short. Rebound Macy Corcoran. 8-5 NC. Straight away, Jolie Corcoran. She can do it, and she banks in a three. 27% from downtown, and that ties it up. We're not at 8 apiece at 4:22 to go in this opening quarter. Second three ball of the night so far for Perry LeCompton. As Perry's defense surrendering 43 points per game, Nemaha's offense chipping in at 46 points a contest this season. Nemaha looking inside for Hermisch, batted into the hands of Snyder. A quick baseline drive from the right corner, a bump and a foul on Perry LeCompton on the floor. It'll be the final foul to give. So the final, 4:04 here in the quarter. Nemaha Central is going to be in the bonus. We'll see Liza Leager, 5'8 sophomore, into the game, replacing Nordis. And that foul, by the way, was Macy Corcoran, her first. So Nemaha throwing it in. Snyder trying to get an entry pass. A little fadeaway. Jay nearly got it to go. Tough shot by Hermisch. It looks good, but fell off. And now fighting for the rebound is Emmy Reed. And now a tie up at the left elbow on the opposite end of the floor. And let's see the possession arrow. It will still be at Perry LeCompton basketball. Got an 8-8 tie here, 3:52 to go first quarter. First of two games tonight on KNZA. Another press shown here by the Thunder. Caws do a good job working into the front court with Kalovich. There's a nice cut. Kalovich the feed. And all the way to the rack for two, Macy Corcoran, who now has four. Caws retake the lead, 10-8, 3:35 and moving. Quarter number one. Here's Mackey, a pass. It's Snyder in the corner. Now Hermish, left elbow, goes inside, gets to the block, fades away, cashes a J. There we go, Emma Hermish, her second basket, she's got four, and we're tied again, it's 10 apiece now, at 3:20 to go in this opening quarter, and Emmy Reed working into the front court, lost it off her knee and out of bounds, and a turnover by Perry LeCompton, their second here tonight. Multiple ties, multiple lead changes here early on, about 5 minutes into this game. Now, coming into tonight, I was expecting two fairly and good competitive games. And so far, 5 minutes in, that has exactly been the case here in the girls' contest. Good drive by McKee, kicks it right side to Leager. Now Leager skips it left. Snyder, a little floater in the lane, left her feet from the left elbow, and a soft touch with the right hand, and the sophomore Snyder, her first bucket tonight, gives Nemaha Central the lead back at 12-10. We got 2:48, clock moving south first quarter. Into the front court here. Perry breaks the press this time. Here's Corcoran between the rings out high and then bouncing it right there to Emmy Reed, who backs up near midcourt. Surveys the defense, now puts it on the dribble left. Had it knocked away on the wing. Now here's a cut by Corcoran and a lot of body traffic there. Macy falling to the ground, a foul on Nemaha Central. They get Jade Mackey, her first, team third. Caroline Nordis back into the game for the Thunder. We'll see Kaylin Metcalf and also Ziva Rockhold. First time tonight for Perry LeCompton. 2:32 to go, first quarter. 12-10, Nemaha Central by two. Here's a curl into the lane. Nicely done, but missing the layup was Emmy Reed. Backside rebound cleared away by Mackey. Up the floor. And we're looking for Nordis. Kicked out to the right corner. Now Snyder. Left side Mackey. Here's the post touch for Nordis. Little hop step. Now a right side pass McKee. Ball fake. Reversing left side. Mackey. Left wing three. Missed everything but backboard. Rebound Perry LeCompton. Then it got taken away inside by Leager, who puts it up and in for two. So a steal and a two makes it 14-10. Five players have scored here in the first quarter for Nemaha Central. They lead it by four. Here's a nice drive, and a right-handed layup is good by Rockhold. The 5'8 freshman in the book here. First points for her tonight. Back and forth we go. The Thunder lead is two at 1:42 to go here in the first. Here's Mackey, left side Snyder, looking for the wing-to-wing skip pass. Turned it down. Now they methodically move it back to the top of the key with Jade Mackey. Both teams have rock zone defense pretty much the whole first quarter. Here's a left corner three that's an air ball. Good box out and rebound there by Emmy Reed. And then a whistle and a foul on Nemaha Central. That'll be their fourth. So the final buck 23. Both teams are going to be in the bonus. They get the foul on Leager. That is her first. Back into the game, Macy Corcoran and Tatum Kalovich as well. 14-12, Nemaha Central by two. Girls game, latter portions of quarter number one. Here is Jolie Corcoran, the younger sister of Macy. Jolie the freshman, Macy the junior. Still that 3-2 zone defense here for Nemaha Central. 20 on the shot clock, plenty of time. Here's Macy, dumping it down to Kalovich. Works right, puts up a shot. Spins it in there, but they're going to call her for a travel. Thought it might have been an and-one opportunity. Instead, Kalovich, too much shuffle with the shoes, and the fourth turnover on Perry LeCompton. Emma Hermes checking back in. Kennedy McKee will get a breather here for Haddon Hilchin and Nemaha Central. Got a minute to go in this opening quarter. 14-12, Thunder with the possession. Perry LeCompton backed into that 2-3 zone as Mackey surveys. Now angles left. Back up top. Here's Snyder on the right wing. Into the corner it goes. This is Leager. Back to Snyder. Now Mackey again up top. 17 on the shot clock. Snyder at the free throw line. Right side pass. Ball fake by Leager. Steps into a 15-footer. Rattles it in there. Fake a shot. Make a shot. That's how you do it. Liza Leager. She's got four. Now 2 seconds. The difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Although Joey Franzetta saying let's try to play for the final shot. Instead, Macy Corcoran fighting through traffic. She can't get it to go. Good defense by Caroline Nordis, and now 20 seconds to work here for Nemaha Central. Looking for a pass inside to Leager, and a lot of traffic bumping that one out of bounds. So Nemaha Central, 16.6 on the clock. Shot clock is turned off. Emmy Reed checks back in quickly, taking the spot of Macy Corcoran. So the Thunder leading by four. Chance for the final shot here in the first quarter. Mackey, little lob pass to the perimeter. It's Nordis. Now Hermish looks at the clock, sees 12, dives in, shoving off, putting up a shot. No good, tipped into the hands of Kaylin Metcalf. 7 seconds here for Perry LeCompton. Here's Emmy Reed working into the front court. Lost it at midcourt. Desperation heave might have been partially blocked. It was put up by Metcalf off the deflection, and that takes us to the end of the first quarter in our girls' game tonight. Good one for sure. It's Nemaha Central 16 and Perry LeCompton 12. Second quarter action coming your way next. It's high school basketball here on KNZA.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KSDA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Perry LeCompton hosting Nemaha Central tonight. Back and forth we go, but the Thunder a four-point lead as we start the second quarter. 16-12, and McKee a quick turnover. Perry LeCompton with a steal to kick things off here in quarter number two. 16-12 on the board. And a skip pass. Left side corner to Metcalf, sailed into the fourth row. So both teams going turnover on their opening possession here in quarter number two. Again, Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Perry LeCompton, 5-5 on the year, 1-3 in Big East League play. Nemaha at 6-3 and trying to stay unbeaten in league play. They're 2-0. Hermish fires and delivers a straightaway triple. 7 in the first half for Emma Hermish. That's her 7th made three this season. And it's 19-12. Nemaha Central, their largest lead here in the first half. Nice little run here by the Thunder. We had multiple ties and multiple lead changes in that first period. Emmy Reed trying to answer from the right wing. It's a little bit long. And fighting for the rebound inside, taken away by the sophomore Kennedy McKee. We'll mention McKee, her breakout game Tuesday night with 18 points in the win against Abetha. Here's a drive by Leaguer all the way to the rack, and she got it up and in. How about the first half as well from Liza Leaguer? Averaging less than 5 points per game coming in. That is her third basket already of the half, and she has 6. And now the Nemaha Central lead at 21-12, just past a minute plus into this second quarter. Here's Macy Corcoran, a straightaway drive. Good left kick. Reed a 3. It's off the heel strong. Fighting for it in the far corner. It's out of bounds. And last touch by Caroline Nordic. So the cause going to salvage that possession there. As Jolie Corcoran checks in here for Ziva Rockhold. And also back in Jade Mackey here for Nemaha Central. 6:38 to go, first half. It's a nice run to start at 5-0 in the second quarter for NC. Their four-point lead is now 9. Shot clock here at Perry LeCompton. Could have been a travel there by Corcoran, no call, but back up top to Kalovich. But this time, Kalovich going to be called for the travel. Second turnover of the quarter, now 6 in the half for Perry LeCompton. So the Thunder have the momentum now. 92 seconds into this second quarter, they're on a 5-0 run, and it's 21-12. Here's Mackey. Cost switching it up, going man-to-man here. Mackey off the screen, right side kick. There's a McKee 3, and she delivers another. Kennedy McKee, her second triple. She's got 8 here in the first half, and it's a 12-point Thunder lead at 24-12. This is a key stretch. Next few minutes for Perry LeCompton. They got to chip away here. All the momentum right now to Nemaha Central and Kaylin Metcalf. That was a somewhat contested deep three. And off the long miss, pushing is Emma Hermish and Nemaha Central. Here's McKee left side in the corner. Baseline drive. Went through multiple bodies. A lot of contact, no call. It's tipped out of bounds. And it stays here with the Thunder as Devin Aldridge checks back in for the cause, replacing Tatum Kalovich. And another late sub for NC. It's Bailey Snyder checking in and taking the spot of Caroline Nordis. 24-12, Nemaha Central extending on their lead here early portions of quarter number two. And we're looking for Snyder on the right block. McKee's pass kicked out of bounds, so they'll try it again. 5:48 to go in the quarter, 26 on the shot clock, 24-12, Nemaha Central. It was 16-12 at the end of one, as the officials are huddled up underneath, discussing something to some degree. I think they're going to reset the shot clock. Potentially they do, so it's back to 35. So here's McKee a second time to throw it in, left side of her own backboard. Again, looking for Hermish. Instead, dumps it left wing to Snyder. Back into the corner, McKee. Baseline drive. Great defense by Reed with the bump. And McKee had no choice. Her foot stepped on the baseline. And a second turnover here in the quarter on Nemaha Central. Great man-to-man defense there by the sophomore, Emmy Reed. Speaking of Reed, working into the front court from right to left. Cause down 12, looking for their first points of the quarter. Steps back. Tough shot. In and out. No for Reed. Trying to fight for her own miss. It's kicked out into the near side corner, and it's last touched by Nemaha Central. So the cause salvaging another possession off a somewhat tough shot, and they'll reset on the near sideline. Amy Reed to throw it in, averaging almost 9 points per game this season for the cause. Left side, it's Aldrich. Gets to the left elbow. Back up top, Jolie Corker in a three. Nearly banked it in, but not there. And a rebound for Nemaha Central and Bailey Snyder. 12-point Thunder lead at 24-12, 5:15 and counting, first half. Cause right back into that 2-3 zone defense. Here's a drive by Kennedy McKee. Got bumped around at the free throw line. And a foul's going to be called against Perry LeCompton. Perry foul is going on Jolie Corcoran. That is her first. And the first foul on either side here in quarter number two at 5:07 to go in this second period. Couple of subs back in. Tatum Kalovich and Charlie Blosser in for Perry LeCompton. Jordan Haverkamp is checked in. First minutes for Nemaha Central here tonight. She'll throw it in. They set it up for Hermish in the corner for three, but they're going to call an illegal screen on the development of that play. So a turnover on the Thunder and the illegal screen going against Jade Mackey, her second. It was a well-set-up play to try to get Emma Hermish open in the left corner, and it was pretty much all there until a little bit of movement on that screen. So Mackey, her second foul. 3 minutes in, 5 to go, second quarter. Cause have gone ice cold here on offense. They're down a dozen at 12. 24-12 on the board. Here's Corcoran. Now Reed had it ripped away. A turnover by Perry. Working into the front court is Leager off the steal. And the Cause do a good job transition defense there. And now we're back resetting here. Tough straightaway shot. That was well off balance and a miss by Snyder. Offensive rebound by Hermish. She couldn't get it to go on the second attempt. And that one finally cleared away by Perry LeCompton's Charlie Blosser. 4.5 minutes to go, first half. 24-12, Nemaha Central. And they dominated this meeting last year, almost a year to the day. It was January 10th of 2025. Here's a straight-on three that is off the right rim and then kicked back left into the hands of Liza Leager. So another one-and-done possession there for the cause. Still ice cold. Here in quarter number two, they have yet to score. It's an 8-0 advantage this quarter for Nemaha Central. Here's a nice dive. Shot by Snyder with a teardrop. Pushing it up with both hands. 4 in the game for Snyder. And a full timeout called by Perry LeCompton. It's a 10-0 run in quarter number two for Nemaha Central. Their lead is 26-12 at 3:55 to go, quarter number two. We're back after a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First quarter tonight was back and forth, nip and tuck, and a 4-point lead for Nemaha Central at 16-12. And then the second 8 minutes, it has been all Thunder. 26-12, they lead it, so a 10-0 advantage right now for the Thunder. How about this balanced scoring? Kennedy McKee, couple of threes. She has 8 here in the first half, 7 from Emma Hermish, and Liza Leager off the bench with 6. Balanced scoring, the Thunder team forcing Joey Franzetta and the cause to call a full timeout. And now here we go, back to the action. Just south of 4 minutes to go until that halftime break. Here's Macy Corcoran, left side to Kalovich. Back up top. They don't close out on Metcalf. She had a great look from three. Couldn't get it to go. Was on target, but a little bit short. Rebound and pushing is Bailey Snyder. Hermish up top. She won't hesitate, and she delivers. It's a straightaway three for Emma Hermish, and she's got 10. It's her second three of the half. Nemaha's fourth three of the half. 29-12. It's ballooned to 17. 3:20 to go in this half. It is not danger time yet, but the Cavs need to go on a run and chip away before the break. Man-to-man defense by Nemaha Central. 17 on the shot clock here. Left side with Metcalf. Works at top of the key. Jolie Corker in a touch. Skips it left side to a cutting Kalovich. Had it blocked by Hermish at the rim. Emma Hermish doing it on both ends of the floor. Here's Leager pushing, firing, and drawing a foul in the paint. Great minutes off the bench for Liza Leager. She's going to the line to shoot a pair. And they get the foul on Kaylin Metcalf, her first and the second team foul. So this run continuing for Nemaha Central. And the free throw up and good by Leager. 57% of the line coming in. She's got 7 here in the first half. She had just 2 in the win against Sabetha on Tuesday night. This is a Thunder team playing as good as anybody right now in the league. They are looking for their 5th consecutive win here tonight. And the next free throw is good as well. The Leaguer goes 2 for 2. Jolie Corcoran back into the game as the lead now is 31-12. It's a 15-0 run here in the second quarter for Nemaha Central. Good defense by Mackey on the right wing. Bumped it off the leg of Reed and out of bounds, but it stays here with Perry LeCompton. Far side of the floor, the freshman Jolie Corcoran to throw it in. It has been 2 completely different quarters here in this first half. Back and forth in the first. Multiple ties and lead changes, but it has been all Thunder here in quarter number 2. Here's Emmy Reed. Thought about a 3. Turned it down. Kicks it back up top to Jolie Corcoran. Puts it on the dribble right. Had it knocked away by Mackey. But Corcoran chasing down near midcourt. Just 8 seconds, though, on the shot clock here for the Cavs. Emmy Reed looks up. Sees it. Angles right. Puts up a tough shot. Missing off the side of the rim. And a rebound for Nemaha Central, pulled in by Marin Heinen, who has checked into the game. Up top, Snyder, skipping it, McKee, left wing. 2:10 to go, 22 on the shot clock here, 31-12. It's all Nemaha Central here in quarter number 2. Back up top. Now in the middle of that zone, looking for a pass through traffic. As Leaguer able to use the hands to pull it away from a call, and she puts it up and in. 10 for Leaguer, and it's 33-12. The run continues to balloon here. It's 17-0 advantage. Nemaha Central in this second period. We're down to 140. And now the Cavs turn it over. And it is danger time now for Perry LeCompton. Minute 35 left in the half. Here's McKee wide open for 3 off the heel. High arcing rebound. Tipped into the hands of Snyder. Her second. Now a 3rd op. She got it up and in. And a timeout for Perry LeCompton. Snyder with an offensive rebound and stick back for 2, and it's 35-12. It is a 19-0 advantage for Nemaha Central here in the second quarter. It is a full timeout. We'll follow suit. We'll take a quick 30. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years. But we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boy, the Nemaha Central girls Tuesday night led Sabetha 34-4 at halftime. They would ultimately win the game 48-20. Tonight, back and forth in that first 8 minutes here at Perry LeCompton, it was 16-12. Thunder had the advantage. It was multiple ties, multiple lead changes, but 1:24 to go in the second quarter, almost to the halftime break. That 16-12 first quarter lead has ballooned to 35-12. It is a 19-0 advantage for Nemaha Central here in the second quarter. Joey Franzetta, not really quite sure what to do with his team. They can't find answers on either side of the floor right now. They had to burn their second full timeout here of the quarter. The Cause trying to set something up here. 21 still on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Here's Blosser. Now Reed in the corner trying to dump it down. Corcoran able to gather and put it up and in. Macy Corcoran with six. And it took 7 minutes here in the second quarter for Perry LeCompton to get their first points, and it's 35-14 Thunder. 54 seconds to go until halftime. Snyder to McKee on the right wing. Little two-man game. McKee pulls up from the right elbow. A little bit off on the right direction. And a rebound and pushing now is Macy Corcoran. Long pass to younger sister Jolie. She's trapped in the short corner left. Dribbles back out to the corner. And then hands it off to Kalovich on the wing. 35 seconds. About 9 seconds the difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Oh, and that pass. They're saying it's out of bounds. Last touch by Perry and another turnover. Well, Macy Corcoran was cutting from the right wing, but Kalovich thought she was popping out deep on the right wing. Just a miscommunication there. So the shot clock turned off. 25 seconds to go. Nemaha Central leading 35-14. Chance for the final shot here before half. And it looks like that's exactly what they're going to try to do. Jay Mackey just dribbling casually with no pressure near midcourt. Looks up at the clock right over to her right. Sees 9 seconds. Mackey right side to Heinen. Back up top between the rings. They skip it to McKee in the corner. And Corcoran read that pass beautifully and tipped it out of bounds with 3:03 to go. That was Macy who got the left hand on it. And the Thunder from the near sideline going to throw it in. It'll be Emma Hermisch will throw it in. 3.3 seconds to go in the quarter. A catch, couple dribbles, and a quick shot. About all you got. They try to go to Snyder on the block. 2 seconds. Turns, fires, and she draws the foul with 1.2 to go. Bailey Snyder is going to shoot two. And they get Charlie Blosser with her first and team foul number three. So 1.2 seconds until the half. Here's Bailey Snyder to shoot two. This will be her 10th free throw attempt of the season. And that make gives her 5 made free throws. So now 50% at the line this season. And she's got 7 here in the first half. 5 of it in the second quarter. Her second nearly banked it in but popped out. Macy Corker in the rebound, and that takes us to the halftime break. Well, it was back and forth. Multiple ties and lead changes through the first quarter of play, but it was all Nemaha Central in that second quarter. The Thunder turned a 4-point first quarter lead into a 36-14 halftime advantage. Our halftime show is next year on KNZA. It is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead. Online at highlandcc.edu. We go through the numbers after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cardinals game at the half here at Perry Lee Compton tonight. Second quarter dominated by the road team, Nemaha Central Thunder, as they look for their fifth consecutive win here tonight. A game in the first 8 minutes seemed to be back and forth, pretty tight, pretty even. Multiple ties, multiple lead changes. It was 16-12 Thunder at the end of that first quarter. But boy, both sides of the ball, Thunder ramped it up, ultimately outscoring the cause 20-2 in that second 8 minutes for what is now a 36-14 halftime lead. The cause went 7 minutes in that second quarter scoreless. Did not get their first points and only points of the quarter until about a minute to go. It was Macy Corcoran inside, but nonetheless, two completely different quarters, and right now it's all Nemaha Central with a 22-point halftime lead. Balanced scoring across the board for the Thunder. How about this? Liza Leager, a sophomore off the bench, with 10. Also, Emma Hermish, 10 points as well. They got 8 from Kennedy McKee and then 7 from Bailey Snyder. Outside of that, you got 1 point in the book from Caroline Nordis. Now, again, not a lot of scoring for Perry Lee Compton, particularly in that second period, but Macy Corcoran led the cause in the first half with 6. 3 apiece from Jolie Corcoran and Kaylin Metcalf, and then 2 in the books from 5'8 freshman Ziva Rockhold. Some of the team numbers unofficially in that first half. Nemaha Central, just 3 first-half turnovers. They came in averaging 16 turnovers a game. Haddon Hilchin loves to see that number. All 3 of those turnovers in the first half in the second quarter. Nemaha Central with 12 rebounds. They were 4 of 7 at the line, and they knocked down 4 threes. Perry Lee Compton on the other side, 9 turnovers, including 5 in quarter number 2. Just 8 team rebounds. They were 2 of 2 at the line. Cause knocked down 2 triples as well. Our stats at the half brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. We'll get you a little teaser in what's coming up in the second game when the boys take the floor as our girls' halftime continues with Nemaha Central leading here at Perry Lee Compton 36-14. 2 minute timeout, more halftime coverage after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hi, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, very few things give me more joy than seeing patients restoring their health. When patients are eating healthy, exercising regularly, sleeping restfully, losing weight responsibly, and thinking positively, it is extremely rewarding. These are all things we can control and are all things we emphasize with our patients. If you are willing to make some lifestyle changes, you can restore your health too. This is what we specialize in, so call 284-0088 to let us help you today.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Back here at the halftime break at Perry Lee Compton High School. Cause in the girls' game, trailing Nemaha Central. It was all Thunder in that second quarter with a 20-2 advantage. Thunder 36, Cause 14. Let's see what Perry Lee Compton can come up with in the second half. They got a lot of work to do to come back in this girls' game. But again, second game of our doubleheader tonight. We'll go to the boys' side of it and an intriguing matchup. How about Perry Lee Compton? They are in the rankings from the KBCA this week with a record of 8-2. They're 2-2 in league play, but Matt Simmons, his fifth year, leading this Cause boys program. There was a lot of questions around this team coming in. They lost a heavy senior class, and the one player coming back, which was going to be their best player, is their best player. It's Ronnie Baker. He got an injury during the football season. More than likely is going to be out all basketball. So there were some questions around Perry Lee Compton, but all they've done is won 8 of 10 and they sit here at 8-2, number 9 ranking in 3A, coming off a win against Donovan West in somewhat of a steel fashion on Tuesday night. Their only two losses to Silver Lake and Jefferson West. But Perry LeCompton, they've been balanced on offense, but they're being led by 6'3 junior Houston Habiger. He has had some monster games this season and is playing like a first-team All-League selection in the Big East, averaging 19 points per game. Now, Nemaha Central, they're sitting at 4-5. The defending Big East League champs are looking to avoid an 0-3 league start tonight. They have lost four straight games and are averaging just 34 points per game during that four-game losing streak. They had a chance Tuesday night at home, but Sabetha getting the win there, 44-39. So the Thunder boys started the season hot. They have cooled off, and they're looking to snap a four-game losing streak here tonight. So that's a little preview of the boys' contest coming up here in just a bit. Our girls' game at the half, it is all Nemaha Central. They dominated the second quarter, Thunder 36, Cause 14, a final 60-second timeout. And the second half of the girls' game is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College for our halftime show sponsor. It's high school basketball on KNCA. Don't forget tonight on Kansaland Country, Jake and Boz back to another edition of the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We have a heavy list of local teams in action tonight, including across the Big East League. And here tonight in the girls' game, as we're moments away from the start of the second half, 16-12, Nemaha led it after one, but a 20-2 advantage in that second quarter has ballooned the Thunder lead to 22 at 36-14 as we get set to start the third quarter here on KNZA. Starters across the board, we switch sides, Nemaha going right to left. Perry, the first possession, they go left to right, and here's Emmy Reed into the front court, far side. Dribbles back top of the key, went behind the back, kicked it off her heel, but gathers. Now driving on McKee, got to the rack, tough shot, no. Fighting for the rebound, chasing down in the corner, and Tatum Kalovich salvaging the possession with an offensive rebound. Corcoran driving, kicking right, it's Metcalf, curls into the lane, left side pass, taken away by Hermish, 10 turnovers. Now on Perry, Hermish slows it up and puts it up and in for another deuce. Defense leading to offense, Emma Hermish right on her season average at 12, and it's 38-14, Nemaha Central. Not the way you needed to start if you were Perry LeCompton, a turnover and a bucket by the Thunder in transition, and now make it back-to-back turnovers by the Cause. This time it's a steal by McKee. McKee slowing things up in the front court here. Looked left and went back right on the wing to Jade Mackey. Back up top to Nordis. Quick chest pass left side to Hermish on the wing. Man-to-man here for Perry LeCompton. Hermish a drive to the rack. Nearly got it to go. Snyder the offensive rebound. She's done that a few times tonight. Another offensive rebound, make it 9 for Snyder, and a quick timeout for Perry LeCompton. Thunder picking up right where they left off in the second quarter, and the lead is now 40-14. We'll step aside as well for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
school basketball here on KNZA. It's presented by Rainbow Communications. Go to rainbowtel.net for more information, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you. It's been all Nemaha Central girls since quarter number one. The lead is now 40-14. As again, the first quarter it was back and forth with multiple ties, multiple lead changes, a 20-2 advantage in the second quarter for the Thunder, ballooned it to 36-14 at the half, and it's a 4-0 start for the Thunder, make it 40-14 as we come out of the break, and Perry, a lazy pass, and it's too easy all the way up the floor. Emma Hermish, another transition layup. 14 for Hermish, and it's 42-14. Thunder might be the hottest team outside of Silver Lake in the Big East coming into tonight, and they have not let the foot off the gas. Active hands, tipping a pass out of bounds. Jolie Corcoran to throw it in. The older sister in Macy. Hands it off to Rockhold at the top of the circle. Jolie, left side pass. Little three-man weave going up top. Now Devin Aldrich a touch, working on Snyder. Gets to the free throw line. Now Jolie Corcoran in the paint. Right side kick, pass out of bounds, and another turnover. Well, the Cause just cannot get anything going on offense here. Really, since that first quarter, they have scored all but 2 points since the end of the first quarter. And Perry in danger of a potential running clock in the fourth quarter. Here's a dump down to Nordis in the paint. Shot with the right hand. That is well done in the post. Caroline Nordis, her first field goal. She's got three. And it is now a 30-point Thunder lead at 44-14. Macy Corcoran driving into the rack and one. Macy says, I'll just do this myself, and she has a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play. First foul on either side here in the third, 5:50 to go. They get Caroline Nordis, her second foul. And Macy Corcoran at the line, 15 points, 8 rebounds a game. She's got 8 here tonight. She's 2-for-2 at the line. She also averages 4 steals a game and 2 assists. She knocks in the free throw, gives her 9 in the game, and it's 44-17, Nemaha Central. Snyder in the right corner, Mackey up top, wants a screen by Hermish, instead just hands it off to Hermish, head of the circle. Hermish right back to Mackey, left wing. Perry now man-to-man here. They played majority zone defense in the first half, but just trying to switch it up and find some answers, but Hermish got to the rack, nearly got a tough shot to go, and now a tie-up inside between Rockhold and Nordis, and the possession arrow keeps it here with Perry LeCompton. Fresh shot clock at 35, 5:27 to go third quarter. Nemaha Central leading at 44-17. They got 14 from Hermish, 10 from Leaguer, 9 from Snyder, and 8 from McKee. Balanced scoring. Hermish trying to go to the rack again, about similar to that last possession. She missed again off the head of the heel. And we get a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. And it's going against Caroline Nordis, her third. So it goes back to Perry. They trail 44-17. Here's Macy Corcoran into the front court, little hop step, bouncing it right side, another tip pass, it rolls back near midcourt, but Jolie was there to pick it up for Perry LeCompton. Cause are growing heavy with this man-to-man defense here. Jolie Corcoran up top, Rockhold, angles right, that's going to be a travel it is. 14 turnovers and 5 in the quarter against the Cause. Played 3 minutes in this third, we still got 5 to go. Nemaha Central leads hits at 44-17. Perry not pressing, sitting back in that man-to-man defense, waiting for Mackey into the front court. Now a right side pass to Hermish on the wing. They set it up for Snyder up top. He swings it left side. Now in the paint, Hermish fading away from the left block. Nice touch on the fadeaway, Jay. Emma Hermish now with 16, 6 in the third quarter alone. 46-17, it's back to a 29-point advantage. Cause have it with Corcoran. That's Jolie on the right side. Now Rockhold. Now Blosser skips it to Macy, back to Blosser up top, lost it for a second, but no pressure, picks it up between the rings out high. Here's Devin Aldrich, now Macy a post touch, tough shot, nearly got it to go, gets her own rebound, missed the second chance, and it's tipped out to Mackey. Good look there for Macy Corcoran, just couldn't get that second attempt. McKee a left wing long deuce, that one is off a little bit strong, backside rebound for Jolie Corcoran. Here come the calls, 4 minutes to go on the third, Jolie all the way, and it's an offensive foul. Great job by Jade Mackey to set the feet and take the charge. So Corcoran picks up her second. That's Jolie. A couple subs in for Perry LeCompton. We'll see Tatum Kalovich back in. And also Emmy Reed back on the floor as well. just south of 4 minutes and counting third quarter. Nemaha Central leading at 46-17. Here's Mackey, left side, backed out beyond the perimeter. Up top between the rings, this is Leager. Had a great game tonight. The sophomore off the bench with 10 points. Here's a post touch for Hermes. She likes that spot, but she's backed out a little bit. Skips it up top to Leager. Nice ball fake in the lane. Left-handed floater. Gets the kind touch, and Leager's good night continues. Another fake on the pump. A couple dribbles in. A little floater off the heel. 48-17, Nemaha Central. Emmy Reed back up the floor. She missed the three short, but an offensive rebound collected by Blosser. And now a third chance here as Kalovich pulls down that miss. Another three left side. That one's strong. And another offensive rebound for Kalovich. Fourth opportunity. And finally it goes in for Perry LeCompte. It's Emmy Reed on the left block for two. Four opportunities on that possession. It's 48-19 Thunder. And now just south of 3 minutes to go in the third. Rebound numbers were fairly even in the first half, and now the Thunder turn it over. Jolie Corcoran has nobody around, and she lays it in transition. Back-to-back buckets for the cause. Five in the game for the freshman, Jolie Corcoran. And at 2:40 to go in the third, the Thunder lead is 48-21. Here's a bounce to Hermes. Right elbow, swings it through, gets in the lane, had it tied up, but rips it away, gets it out to Leager, and she's going to be fouled on a three-point attempt. Charging in, closing out, was Macy Corcoran. And it's her second foul, team foul number two. So Liza Leager is at the line to shoot a three spot. Two for two in the game tonight, 57% coming in. And her first free throw is good. And she's got 13 off the bench. Came in averaging less than five a game. Just 2 points on Tuesday night in the win against Sabetha. And she knocks down the second. So she's 4 for 4 tonight and still has one more. Jordan Haverkamp back in for Nemaha Central. Kaylin Metcalf back in for Perry LeCompte. Free throw chance to get it back to a 30-point advantage. And she does. 5 for 5 at the line tonight for Leager. And she's got 15. And we get a timeout called by Nemaha Central. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 2:29 to go, third quarter in the girls' game. Thunder by 30. It's 51-21. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA, it's High School Hoops here on another Friday night here in Northeast Kansas. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. Now, under 3 minutes to go in this third quarter, and Nemaha Central, they have been dominant in this game since the start of the second. They led Perry 16-12 after one, but a 20-2 second quarter advantage gave the Thunder a 36-14 lead at the break. And right now, with 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter, it is 51-21 Thunder. So a 30-point lead as we come out of the timeout. Perry LeCompte left to right into the front court with Reed. Angles left, goes on the wing there to Kaylin Metcalf. Now right side, back up top to Kalovich. Lost it again, but picks it back up. Right side, this is Blosser. Thought about a three. Puts it on the dribble. Spins it back out up top to Jolie Corcoran. Now Kalovich a touch. And left side, it goes to Metcalf. 13 on the shot clock. Right side pass to Blosser. 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Now into the corner it goes. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Corcoran lost it. Picked up by Metcalf. It's still on the floor. And a desperation shot somehow gets up and in as Tatum Kalovich scrambled to get it off the mat and put it up and in just right in front of the basket. A hard bank to make it 51-23. First points tonight for the sophomore, Tatum Kalovich. Just trying to find some positives the remainder of this game if you're Perry LeCompte. Here's Snyder, cut off, right baseline, kicks it back up top. McKee, great ball fake, a long two. It was halfway down and out, and it popped out, and the rebound for Emmy Reed. And at 25 to go, Jolie Corcoran had a look, but lost the handle midair. It hits off the backboard. Emmy Reed is spinning inside, and she tripped and fell and lost it, and it was picked up by Jordan Haverkamp. Another turnover here for Perry LeCompte. Here's McKee, puts the shoulder down, got to the rack. Emmy Reed said, no thank you, good defense. Reed pulls in the rebound for Perry LeCompton. It's one on three, she says, I'll take it myself. Couldn't get it to go off the right block, and fighting for the rebound inside, Haverkamp gathers, and they're going to call a tie-up, and that salvages the possession back for Perry LeCompton. We got exactly a minute to go in the third. It's a 28-point Nemaha Central lead. Jade Mackey checks back in. Also, Emma Hermish checking back in as well for Nemaha Central. Exactly 60 seconds left in this third quarter. Perry dumps it in left corner. Kalovich fakes the handoff, turns, facing the basket. Now left wing. Back up top to Blosser. One dribble right. Now a second dribble picked up. Hounded by Leager. Good defense there. But now Kalovich looking up, seeing 22 on the shot clock. Here's a skip pass to Metcalf. Holds it left shoulder. Now puts it on the deck. Left side, hands it off. Now Jolie Corcoran in the corner. Great ball fake. Back up top to Kalovich. Gets to the left block. Shot blocked by Leager. Leager's great night continues, and she snags the miss. 30 seconds here. Shot clock turned off. Nemaha can play for the final shot if they so choose. They lead it 51-23. And a whistle away from the ball, and this is going to be an offensive foul against Nemaha Central. A legal screen called against Liza Leager on the opposite end of where the ball was. Second foul on Leager, and now 21.8 seconds to go here for Perry LeCompton. See if they can work something here to get a shot up before the time expires. Demi Reed dribbling up top. Left side pass on the wing. It's Jolie Corcoran. Now Kalovich right wing. 8 seconds to go. Triple threat puts it on the dribble. Still on the right wing. Jolie now in the corner. 3 seconds to go. Reed spinning, running into a Thunder player. Kalovich is going to get a foul call. She picked it up off the mat and threw up a tough shot in traffic. They're going to put a little time on the clock. It's going to be a foul on Nemaha. They get Mackey with her third. And let's see if they put time up or they keep it at zeros. And now they should put a little bit of time up as Kalovich is going to shoot two free throws here. Question is, how much time will they put back up? It's got to be less than a second. And they will put .3 on the clock. So again, that foul on Jade Mackey, her third. Free throws coming for the sophomore, Tatum Kalovich. Cause leader in blocks this season. Gets 43% at the line, her first opportunity at the stripe tonight. She spins it in there to make it 51-24 Thunder. 3 points tonight, 4 rebounds for Tatum Kalovich. A lot of upside for this sophomore forward. And her second is Pierre. 2 for 2. All 4 of her points here. Thunder don't get a shot up in time, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter here in the girls' game tonight. Thunder trying to win their 5th straight game and improve to 3-0 in league play. Well, they got 8 minutes left, and they're dominating here at Perry LeCompton. 51-25 is the score. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KSDA, girls game going to the fourth quarter. Nemaha one possession, one bucket. A pass inside from Emma Hermish to Caroline Nordis. And the Thunder leading at 53-25. They have dominated since the start of the second quarter, but right back up the floor, it's Emmy Reed, a downtown triple from the right wing. Emmy Reed just 15% from three this season, casually knocking that one down, and then right back up the floor, missed shot, offensive rebound, Caroline Nordis with back-to-back buckets here to begin the fourth, and the Thunder lead 55-28 at 40 seconds into this final period. In This Nemaha Central team playing as good as anybody right now in the Big East, coming into tonight looking for their fifth consecutive win. A heat check for Emmy Reed, this time from the left wing, and she knocks down another three. 8 points in the game for Reed tonight, 55-31, Nemaha Central. Maybe too little too late for the cause. And answering in the left corner, holding the follow-through high was Emma Hermish from downtown. Her third three, she's got 19. These two teams trading buckets here in the first minute plus of the fourth. But the lead heavy in favor of the road team Thunder. It's now 58-31. Here's Reed, thought about a heat check straight away, but she lost it before going up with it, and it's taken away by Hermish. Turnover by Perry Lee Compton, their eighth of the second half. Caroline Nordis in the paint, quickly doubled, looking for Snyder on the backside, but Reed got a hand on it. Snyder chasing on the perimeter, and gets it back up top to Mackey. Here's Hermish up top. Now Leager puts it on the dribble. She's had a great night, picks it up short corner, dumps it to Nordis, shot, no, nearly got it to go off the bank, and cleared away by Macy Corcoran for Perry Lee Compton. About 2 minutes into the fourth quarter, 58-31. Corcoran to the rack, a little sidestep move and a finish with the right. Corcoran with 11 and a timeout on the floor. It is a 30 called by Perry Lee Compton. We'll keep it right here. We got 6:02 to go in the game, 58-33, Nemaha Central. Mentioning how good this Thunder Girls team has been playing. They're assuming they hold on. It's still 6 minutes, I'll say that, but the lead is heavy. It's going to be tough for Perry Lee Compton to battle back into this one, the way this Thunder team has been playing on both sides of the ball tonight. But Nemaha looking for their fifth straight win. If they win tonight, they'll be 6-1 over their last seven. And you look at Nemaha's only three losses this season, a Centralia team in 1A who is the defending champs in Division I and a top-tier contender once again, Hanover, the defending Division II champs in 1A, and then their other loss to Valley Heights on the road December 16. That was by 15, but Valley Heights, certainly a heavy contender once again in the 2A classification. So again, Nemaha Central, a very nice run coming out of the break and looking to extend that win streak here tonight. They're 550 away from it. Here's a floater from Snyder all the way from the right elbow. Nearly got it to go off the left side, miss, tipped out of bounds, and it'll go back to Perry Lee Compton. Cause led tonight by Macy Corcoran with 11. Emmy Reed has 8. 19 in the game from Emma Hermish, leading Nemaha Central. 5:40 to go in this game. 58-33 Thunder. Cause with the possession in the front court. Long skip pass. Devin Aldrich. Two dribbles in the lane. Shot. No. Off the heel. Trying to fight for her own rebound, but Jade Mackey rips it away. Mackey's third rebound tonight. Here's McKee. Thought about a tranny three. Instead turns it down. Here's a right side pass. Picked up top. Now Snyder on the left wing. Dribbles middle of the free throw line. Back up top to Mackey. 19 on the shot clock. 5:13 to go in the game. It's been all Thunder. Here's Hermish. Guarded by Corcoran. Great matchup. Corcoran ripped it away, and she gathers a steal. Just the third second-half turnover. Cause working up the floor, and it's Jolie Corcoran with a left-handed lay-in. Freshman Jolie Corcoran now with 7, 58-35 the Thunder lead. Just past 3 minutes into this fourth and final quarter. Cause going man-to-man. Here's Mackey all the way to the rack. Couldn't get it to go with the left hand off the window, and spinning away with a rebound is Emmy Reed. A little more fire and passion from the Cause here in the fourth, but too much of a deficit to overcome here. There's a missed shot. Offensive rebound, though, by Jolie Corcoran. Second chance opportunity here for the Cause. 4.5 minutes left. They're down 58-35. Reed, tough in traffic for two on the left side. Emmy Reed has 8 of her 10 here in the fourth quarter. 58-37. The Nemaha Central lead at 4:20 to go. And Haddon Hilchin wants a timeout. So Nemaha Central burns a 30, so we're going to keep it right here. And the other games in the Big East League tonight, of course, we got the boys' game coming up after this one concludes, but you look at some of the matchups in the Big East across some of our channels. St. Mary's at Sabetha on the Sabetha channel tonight. You get Rossville and Hiawatha. And, of course, Hiawatha, the big story on the girls' side, undefeated at 9-0. But last checked, Rossville was leading the Redhawks 26-24 at the half. Of course, catch that on the Hiawatha channel. You got Nemaha Perry here tonight on KNZA. And then the Holton channel tonight along with the Silver Lake channel, as Silver Lake is hosting the Wildcats here tonight. Of course, Silver Lake, one of the best teams in the state, undefeated at 8-0. Holton girls still looking for their first win. They are 0-8 on the season. So out of the timeout, Nemaha Central with the big lead and the possession here. 4:15 and counting now. McKee left wing, man-to-man still for the cause, and there's the bump and a foul. It's going to be called on Emmy Reed. A little handsy there on Kennedy. Only the second, or correction, that's actually just the first foul on either side here in the fourth quarter. Macy Corcoran got her hands on it. Mackey running it down near midcourt. Now Leager a touch up top. Left side to McKee. McKee has had a nice week. 18 against Sabetha Tuesday. She's got eight, couple of threes here tonight. She has it on the right elbow. Dives in. Beautiful dump down to the left block. McKee the assist. Nordis the two. Nine in the game for Caroline Nordis. 60-37, Nemaha Central at 3:44 to go in the game. Macy Corcoran fighting on the right block through traffic, forcing a tough shot. Ball gets kicked out to the far corner. It was picked up by McKee, and then she fell to the floor, and they call it for a travel. Perry LeCompte in the possession back. The Thunder lead is 23, 3:39 to go in the game. And again, we'll see Marin Heinen back into the game for the Thunder, replacing Jade Mackey. Here is Tatum Kalovich to Emmy Reed. Long skip pass here to Blosser, right side of the floor. Puts it on the dribble waist high twice. Hands it off to Macy Corcoran right there. Corcoran bumped and fouled by Kennedy McKee. That'll be her second and the first Thunder foul here in the fourth quarter. Got 3.5 minutes to go. It's 60-37, Nemaha Central. They led by as many as 30 tonight. And have not hit that mark here in the fourth quarter, which has kept a running clock off the board. Hawks have the possession here. Metcalf a touch left side on the wing. Kalovich dumping it down. Macy Corcoran had the positioning on the left block. She puts it up and in for two. Macy Corcoran, 13 tonight to lead the cause. It's 60-39 Thunder. Coming up on the final 3 minutes of this game. McKee working on the dribble. Right side to Leager in the corner. Cost still going man-to-man here. Majority of the defense has been man-to-man for both teams in the second half. Trying to dump it down to McKee on the block. Gathering, firing a shot. She left it short. Nordis gathers an offensive rebound, and then she's tied up. And the possession arrow is going to give it back to Perry LeCompte. A sub back in for Perry. It's going to be Jolie Corcoran, the 5'4 freshman guard, replacing Emmy Reed. We got 2:50 remaining. Thunder leading it 60-39. And this is going to be the highest offensive output for the Thunder so far this season. Their first game with at least 60 points. They still got 2:40 to add to it as Perry LeCompte quickly turns it over as Marin Heinen came away with a steal near midcourt. Thunder slowing it down. McKee bouncing it inside to Nordis. And Nordis, I think it was Macy Corcoran reaching in with the right hand. They get Macy with the foul, her third. Just the second team foul. We got 2.5 minutes to go. Thunder to throw it in, leading by 21. It is McKee to throw it in. Beg your pardon. Now McKee gets it right back, left elbow, spinning and facing on Corcoran. Might have gotten away with a travel, but gets it off to Heinen up top. And left side to Leager. Triple threat. Still plenty of time on the shot clock, 23 and counting to be exact. Here's Snyder with it. Dribbles back top. Now working to the right block. Another bump, another foul. Stops the clock at 2:12. It'll reset the shot clock to 35, and another foul on Macy Corcoran. Quickly, that's her fourth. Doubt she comes out, though. Just 2:12 to go in the game. Thunder leading by 21. Into the corner with Heinen. Dribbles to the wing. Now curling towards the elbow. Bouncing it back beyond the perimeter. Now right side to McKee. McKee, nice ball fake. Working. Tough shot over Corcoran. And three consecutive fouls in about a 60-second span is going to foul out Macy Corcoran. That'll also put Kennedy McKee at the free throw line. So Corcoran fouling out, leading scorer and rebounder for this cause team, finishing with 13 tonight with 5 boards. Three new subs in for Perry as Emmy Reed is back in, Devin Aldrich is back in, and also Ziva Rockhold checking in as well. Also the Thunder bringing back Emma Hermish, replacing Caroline Nordis. 2:04 remaining in the game. It is 60-39 Thunder, and McKee at the line for two. Not scored here in the second half. She's got 8. She's made a couple threes. Her first free throw tonight rattles out no good. But again, the sophomore, averaging also 2 assists and 2 steals per game. Her breakout party Tuesday night with 18 in the win against Sabetha. And her second free throw, again, halfway down and out. She goes 0-for-2. Long rebound chased down in the corner by Tatum Kalovich. Her fifth rebound for Perry LeCompte. Under 2 minutes to go. It's 60-39 Thunder. Here's Emmy Reed, curling, tough shot, left it short, fighting for her own rebound, And she gets another possession here out of it. Kalovich going to work. Right block. Tough shot. Good defense by Hermisch. And a rebound underneath by Nemaha Central, pulled in by Leaguer. Minute 40 and counting left in this game. Thunder about to secure their fifth consecutive win and move to 3-0 in league play. Thunder went 8-2 last year in the Big East, which was good for third place. Here's McKee, right block, spinning left. Her shot blocked at the rim by Emmy Reed. Good defense by Emmy Reed. Minute 20 to go. Hard into the front court, slowing down the pace. Left side pass to Kalovich. No hesitation on a three. It's an air ball. And tipped out of bounds on the back side. Last touch by the Thunder. Jade Mackey back in for NC. Kalen Metcalf, Charlie Blosser back in as well for Perry LeCompton. We're down to a minute 14 to go. 60-39 Thunder. This Cause team started 4-2, but the loss tonight's going to drop them to 1-4 over their last five games. Here's a three by Rockhold, off the heel strong, and a long rebound out of bounds, and it stays here with Perry with 106 to go. We'll look ahead for what's next. Both these teams Tuesday. Perry right back here at home against St. Mary's. Nemaha is going to be on the road at Royal Valley. We are in the hearts of league play now. Minute to go. Cost still working on the possession here. Here is Jolie Corcoran, high right on the wing. 19 here on the shot clock. Dribbling between the rings out high, guarded by Heinen. Looking for a pass left side to Blosser. She lost it out of bounds. And another Perry LeCompton turnover. Their third of the quarter and 10th of the half. And they're 19th in the game. Courtney Stahlbaumer checking in. First minutes for her tonight for Nemaha Central. Haddon Hilchin going deep into the bench here. We'll also see Harper Strothman, her third appearance this season. 45 seconds to go. Thunder leading by 21. Well, the second quarter really put this game away. It was 16-12 going into that second quarter, but Nemaha Central outscored the Cause 20-2, led it 36-14 at the half, and they have been just in control the rest of the way. And there's a drive and a foul, and free throws coming here for Nemaha Central. Check the Perry foul. It's on Blosser, her second, team foul number three. Team fifth, beg your pardon. And Kennedy Carlson is shooting free throws, and she got that one to go. So the second appearance this season for Kennedy Carlson. 5'6", sophomore, makes it 61-39. 31 seconds to go. Shot clock is turned off. And she got them both. Kennedy Carlson. Two here late. Nemaha Central leading 62-39. Final 25 seconds. Jolie Corcoran picking up the dribble. Trying to wrap a pass to the right wing. Kicked off the left leg of a Thunder defender, but picked back up by Rockhold. Working. Top of the key. Gets to the right elbow. Had it knocked away and a steal. Picked off by Stahlbaumer. Final 10 seconds here. Nemaha Central about to win their fifth consecutive game. Let's see if they try to get a shot up in time. But, you know, the backups, they always like to get some opportunities no matter what the score is. And with 2.6, we'll have free throws from Courtney Stahlbaumer. Jolie Corcoran picks up her third. Courtney Stahlbaumer, appearing in her eighth game this season. She's 1-for-1 at the line. And the announcer Jinx comes heavy into play. Her first one, no good. 2.6 seconds, that is all that remains. And what is a 62-39 Thunder lead? See if Stahlbaumer can add one. She cannot. She goes 0 for 2. Rebound, Charlie Blosser. And that is the end of the game. A dominant display for three quarters for Nemaha Central. And the Thunder girls win it tonight in dominating fashion. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll run through the stats, go through some of the numbers, and get you set for the boys' game here tonight. It's all Nemaha Central in the girls' contest. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.